USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of Ukraine says Russia's attack on the port city of Mariupol is a terror that will be remembered for centuries to come. This comes as the Mariupol City Council says Russian forces bombed an art school on Saturday where 400 residents were taking shelter. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's use of hypersonic missiles is not a game changer in the ongoing war.
The reason that he's resorting to using these types of weapons is because he's trying to reestablish some momentum.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation, the retired general also praising the efforts of the Ukrainian resistance. AAA reporting the current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26 a gallon. That's down 6 cents from last week's average. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new study is out regarding your COVID-19 booster shot.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found 3 doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. 2 doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Texas wildfires have now burned over 54,000 acres and destroyed 86 homes. The 4 brush fires known as the Eastland Complex continue to rage about 100 miles west of Fort Worth. Texas fire officials saying on Saturday that the wildfires are now 30% contained. Governor Greg Abbott declaring a disaster in 11 Texas counties. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Southeast is bracing for severe weather starting Monday. Forecasters say the spring season will kick off with a severe storm system through the region caused by a southward plunge of the jet stream colliding with moisture from the Gulf. The storms could produce tornadoes, damaging wind, and large hail from the central United States to the Gulf Coast. Flooding rain is also possible from the south to the Midwest. Senate confirmation hearings begin on Monday for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. President Biden picking the federal judge to fill the seat being vacated by Justice Stephen Breyer, who's set to retire this summer after the current Supreme Court cases. The hearings by the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to last 4 days. As far as what to expect from the Republicans on the committee, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Newsmax,
I think we should vigorously scrutinize a record. Now, one thing I can promise you, we're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
LeBron James is moving up on the NBA's career scoring list. James passing NBA great Karl Malone into second place on the all-time scoring list during the Lakers' loss on Saturday night to the Washington Wizards. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.